Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Forty-one on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 59 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news talk and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
As always, we bring in our listeners on AM 1340. Good morning to you listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today. Watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live. Today has just been a day of outpouring of love and support for our community, especially for our 37th annual Toys for Happiness campaign. Yes. We're so excited to bring in Thomas Brown. You're with Abacus Tax and Books, again, one of the business partners for our Toys for Happiness campaign. And Thomas, welcome to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning.
Thank you for having me on. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, so obviously Toys for Happiness, this campaign really tugs at your heartstrings because you and your family were helped by similar programs when you guys lived in the state of South Carolina. And I want to have you give you an opportunity to share your story because some of it we know already, given your sibling.
Yes. So my brother, Jonathan Brown Electric, and so he kind of went into some of the detail about, you know, how we grew up. And, you know, we were not always given the best opportunities in life. And, you know, we had a single mom to sit there and raise us who at one point in time was in school full time and working full time, trying to make sure that she could provide for us. So there's times that we'd go, you know, days, weeks without seeing her because she was in school and working full time to make sure that we had, you know, a roof over her head and food on the table and tried to make sure she got the best job that she could get to care for us. And so couple of things happened with me and my brother as we got into school is we found sports. And I think sports can be a game changer for everybody. And it created discipline for us and helped us move into the next steps of our lives. And it also created a lot of competitiveness between brothers. And as I was listening to Jonathan's on air yesterday, I think it was, or the day before, he talked about giving $2,500. And as being a brother and being competitive, I'm calling Jonathan out today because I want to give $3,000 today to Toys for Happiness to show the thankfulness and have everybody in the community.
Oh, wow. And he brought his checkbook. So
right here, guys.
You're
right
not here. Leaving this place without that check. $3,000. Thomas, I mean, thank you does not go far enough,
no,
but really
incredible.
Unbelievable.
The amount of kids and collectively your brother have contributed toward Toys for Happiness, that is a half of a warehouse of just toys that will be coming in through that donation.
And as you just shared with that story, Thomas, you would sometimes go days, weeks without seeing your mom, a single mom putting herself through school and having a job. And you can see why then Toys for Happiness is so vital for families like you because she's running around doing everything and she wants to provide Christmas like all parents do. Where do you have the time and the money to do so? So that's where Toys for Happiness comes in and provides that hope and that Christmas joy to kids.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference sometimes because, you know, there's a time when for my birthday one year, our birthday present for me was just a place to live, and so we didn't have to stay in a car. And so, to me, sometimes just having a house to live in is great, but then we still found a way to put something, my mom still found a way to put something under the Christmas tree for us, and I have a feeling that it was through gracious community giving that she was able to get something under the Christmas tree for us because, you know, my birthday's December as well, so it used to kind of get combined into one. So it's like, all right, well, here now we have a place to live, and then you still get something for Christmas. So,
Thomas, your family story is unbelievable, truly.
It really is, but I think the value I've heard between you and your brother, family, it's a family unit, regardless of what you endured and the resilience y'all had. you know, you watched your brother, he inspired you, and I would say probably likewise, he saw fabulous attributes in you and your sister, and share with us a little bit about how you mentored each other during these times.
Yeah. Well, you know, being when you had that single parent, somebody had to step up and be what they had to call the man of the house. And my brother took on that role. And so that he kind of became that mentor to me. And that's person, you know, that I kind of aspired, you know, from the day I was young enough to know what a grown up was. I always felt like I wanted to be a grown up. And that's because we probably didn't get much of that childhood. And, you know, but watching my brother being told things that he wasn't going to be able to do in life and then stand back up again and say, well, I don't care what you told me I can't do. I'm going to do it. You know, led me to go, well, if he can do it, why can't I? You know, and so just watching people around us, you know, sometimes some of the people that you should be able to respect, you know, say some of the worst things and just be able to get back up again and deal and move on with life helped helped us just realize that that's all we have to do. We just have to get up and we have to move on and create that future for ourselves, you know. And I had a lot of help from my brother doing that. He's the one that put me in the position where I am today that I could start my own business and run my own business. He made sure that whatever passion I had, I was able to pursue, you know, so.
You are the American dream. I mean, everyone everyone in America has a woe is me story for whatever reason.
But you can build that future.
Yeah. You can just get out of the way and you're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
So that's great. So we're speaking with Thomas Brown from Abacus Tax and Books. He just put his brother on blast, as the kids like to say. Jonathan Brown Electric gave $2,500 for our Toys for Happiness campaign, which is remarkable. And then Thomas, being the competitive brother that he is, said, I see you're 25. I'm going to add $500 more, $3,000, which again, Thomas,
Thank you.
Completely impact someone's whole life, as someone did to you and your family. And look how successful you all are now. So check out Abacus Tax and Books real quick. Tell us what you all do.
So our main focus is small businesses. So we try to help people that's starting out in that business learn the ins and outs of taxes. A lot of people will come to us, you know, during tax season and, you know, we have to tell them, oh, well, Uncle Sam needs a lot of money right now. And our goal is to catch them before it's time to file those taxes to help them understand, you know, what a balance sheet looks like, what a profit and loss looks like, what you're going to have to pay taxes on and what that means, so that they're educated in the tax system so that they can make better business decisions later. Because and running a business also understands what having to pay taxes means. And so that's what we try to help people on is what that tax obligation is going to look like.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, the people that have got a product are really good at the designing and manufacturing of that product. The business side, most would say where they struggle. So the fact that you all are there to kind of help them on their financial side is very valuable to them. For everyone, for sure. It's called Abacus Tax and Books, so check them out. Thomas Brown is his name. Thomas, thank you again so much, my friend.
You.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
All right.